Welcome to the second episode of The Adventures of Buster Bumblebee. This one's called Chirpy Cricket's Advice. Chirpy Cricket's Advice. If the summers in Pleasant Valley had been longer, perhaps the honeymakers in Buster Bumblebee's home would have taken a holiday now and then. But they knew that every day that passed brought cold weather that much the nearer, so they never once stopped working, except to sleep at night. And like Farmer Green himself, they felt that they must not waste any of the precious daylight by lying abed late in the morning. They wanted to be up and in the clover field as soon as it was light. Now, with Rusty Wren living right beneath his bedroom window to wake him up at dawn, Farmer Green had no trouble in getting up in good season. But the Bumblebee family were in no such luck. Even if Rusty Wren had lived near them in the meadow, they could scarcely have heard his dawn song, because their home was beneath the surface of the ground, in the old house that had once belonged to Mrs. Field Mouse. If they could have found an alarm clock somewhere, it would have been easy for them to rise as early in the morning as they wished. But, lacking a clock of that kind, or any other, they had to find a different way of waking themselves. That was why the workers chose one of their number to be a trumpeter, and it was her duty to get up bright and early at 3 or 4 o'clock and trumpet loudly to rouse all the other workers. How the trumpeter herself managed to wake up is something that never bothered anyone else. It was her business not to oversleep, and she knew that it would be very unpleasant for her if she failed even once to do her duty. Now, it was all well enough for the workers to have the morning silence broken by the blare of trumpeting. They were eager to get up and begin their day's work. But Buster Bumblebee did not like that arrangement in the least. He preferred a good, long night's sleep. And since he never did any work, he thought it was a shame that he should be rudely awakened in such a fashion. At home, however, he did not mention his grievance to anyone. But he talked the matter over with a number of his friends outside the family. And one and all agreed that something ought to be done to put a stop to the trumpeter's noise.
"Why don't you have a pleasant talk with her?"
Chirpy Cricket suggested.
"Perhaps she'd be willing to trumpet a little more softly if she knew that she was disturbing you."
That plan did not quite suit Buster Bumblebee.
"It would be hard to have a pleasant talk with the trumpeter," he said. "She's quite likely to lose her temper, and she might sting me if she became angry enough." "Then you must first put her in a good humor,"
Chirpy Cricket told him cheerfully.
"Begin by saying what a good trumpeter she is, and tell her that her hat is very becoming."
Still, Buster Bumblebee was a bit doubtful of the outcome of the scheme. But at last he agreed to give it a trial.
"Though I must say I feel quite nervous," he added,
and all Chirpy Cricket's sprightly jokes failed to make Buster smile.
The next episode of the Violet Strange Mystery Series will be broadcast within the next 7 to 10 days. Thereafter, alternating, we'll have the next episode of Buster Bumblebee's Adventures. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at Steph's Voice and at Audio Mystery Time, and that's T-Y-M. You can find us on the web at www.Steph's Voice for You.co.uk. Steph's Voice for You.co.uk. See you next time.